Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, welcome everyone again this week to the Weird for Good Hangout. We're excited that you're here, and we know we're going to have a great discussion again today. I am pleased to welcome my good friend Melissa Ford, and this week we are going to direct you to empoweredcoachingsolutions.com, mm-hmm. which is one of her web presences, but empoweredcoachingsolutions.com is where we'd like you to check her out. And so welcome, Melissa.
Thanks. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. Very glad to have you here. So I know our viewers are glad to have you back as well.
So, good.
Yeah, so this week I wrote a blog post, and that's sort of how we start these things, is there's a post and we both sort of know what it says, and then we'll just go from there. The post is entitled In Love of Lostness, Mystery, and Adventure. Mm-hmm. And for those that haven't read it, a little bit of background is it's a big metaphor. It's got a little more of a poetic tone, but it's basically using the analogy of a ship and our lives being, you know, like a ship that can set sail or a ship that can be in the harbor or basically what would that mean? And I kind of, in the mode of writing this piece, I was saying, as I started out saying, you know, I've slipped lately, I've kind of floated away, and I've just been adrift on these currents, and parts of my life have set sail over the last couple of years. And I want to thank Melissa for reposting this writing out there on a platform that she sends information to. So, Melissa, what was it about this post that inspired you this week?
Well, I think it's your best post yet, and it's because the work that I do with primarily women, some men, is about this idea of waiting in their life. You know, hooking up their boat in the harbor, playing it safe, waiting for the right time, waiting for the perfect moment, waiting until their kids get older, until they have the right credentials, until they're not scared anymore, until they're comfortable. And when you play that kind of game, you never play. You just keep waiting. And you treat your life like it's infinite, and it's not. And the reason I know all this is because I played the waiting game for a while. And finally, for me, what happened was I got to this point where I really just said, I'm done. I can't wait anymore. There is not going to be the perfect time where I'm going to be absolutely comfortable, where I will be able to make my move. And so my message to women is not just only that you create your life, but you have to be willing to unhook the line and get out there and get out into the ocean, get out into the waters. And that's scary because often you don't know where you're going, you don't know how you're going, you don't know when you're going to arrive. Like you said in your post, you can't see any distant land. And you've got to be willing to be there to the point where you become more comfortable with being uncomfortable. And then you become comfortable just afloat and doing the things that you know to do. So I love that you wrote that because that really is the answer. I mean, there's nothing that you can get around taking action. There's nothing you can do to avoid that. So
wow.
That is, yeah, that's why I love what you wrote.
Wow, yeah, being more comfortable with being adrift and just taking the waves as they come and knowing that we're always rocking, we're always either being blown by the wind or we're finding a moment of calm, but that it's really not about finding that permanent sort of anchorage in the safe harbor, you know, or the, as I put, quote-unquote, safe harbor.
You right.
Know, I think that there's actually a little bit of a myth around that as well.
Right, exactly. Pardon my phone. I'm just shutting it off and excuse me.
Hey, thank you. Perfect.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny. You said you primarily work with women, and I do want to mention a comment that came on, actually on your blog post of this, and it came from Sharon from Ottawa, so I'm not sure exactly who that is. But one of the comments that she left says, I needed the encouragement to untether today. I fear that my sails are folded and pressed and perfectly preserved and likely to stay that way. Am I too old to let go and live dangerously?
So this is what she wrote.
Mm-hmm.
So is she too? Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the writing, I kind of talked about how, you know, it's a sad illustration to think of a sailboat just sitting in the harbor, not going out, and like its sails, you know, the actual motor of a sailboat is the big fabric sail, right? And it would be wrapped up and brand new, although the boat itself has deteriorated because it's just sat in the same place forever and didn't get to go out and explore. And so she's saying, you know, I fear that my sails are brand new and pressed and folded and waiting for that time that's never going to come and, you know, asking, am I too old? You know, we've kind of covered that before here some, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that too old piece, I mean, that's just another way to wait.
Mm-hmm.
It just is, you know, and we are not aware that we lie to ourselves. We lie to ourselves. We tell ourselves stories to keep us safe. You know, my big lie to myself was I didn't know how and I couldn't. And I played that lie. And the problem with telling yourself those stories that you can't or you don't know how or I'm too old is that you begin to believe them. And then you start living your life like it's true. And then you begin making up other stories based on that story, and you start finding the evidence that you're really old, and you start finding the reasons why you can't, and you grow it bigger. So you grow the harbor bigger, and you're not safe at all. In fact, you've got this desire inside of you, and you're keeping yourself from doing it. And really what it is, it's not that I work with women, and they say, you know, I really want this. And so give me 3 more months or give me 4 more months. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to invest in myself and I'm going to use coaching to accelerate my goal, you know, to accelerate myself to get myself to my goal. But I really want it. And really what it is that this individual doesn't want it. They're really not willing to get uncomfortable and take whatever action is required. So it's a matter of willingness. And so for the woman who says, I fear I'm too old, well, that's okay. I would just say, be afraid you're too old and get rid of the anchor or untether yourself from the dock, and your sails are totally capable of taking you wherever you want to go. That's what I know.
Wow. Yeah, so powerful. And you said it a couple times through there. The safety of the harbor is actually an illusion. The safety of the harbor is a structure in our mind that it really doesn't hold any more water than the risk of heading out holds. It's like it's just a choice that we're taking each day, and that is so fundamental and so hard for me to get. You know, it's like I'm choosing today to look like today looks. I could choose it to look differently. It's not that. It's safe one way and risky the other way.
Right. And the only way to convince yourself that the risky isn't risky is to actually do it and do it and do it. And then you teach yourself a different story. And you realize the risky isn't risky anymore. And then you're just sailing. You're going. But you have to be willing to step into it so you can tell yourself and teach yourself something else. You need a new story, so you need to break it.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular woman with being too old, so if she goes out there and she steps into whatever it is that she wants to do, she's going to be teaching herself, wow, she isn't too old. Because she's going to be doing it. And every day she's going to wake up and she's not too old, and she's going to be doing the things that she wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you said earlier, we're going to see the harbor as a safety, or we're going to see I'm too old, and that's going to become a truth for us because we believe it.
Right.
It's just as easy to create a new truth that says, I'm not too old.
Right.
In the way that we're going to reinforce ourselves every day with something. We're going to reinforce ourselves every day with a practice of some type that's going to make the reality more concrete. And as you have shown in these hangouts we've mentioned before, you know, even after 18 years of being a certain way in your practice, you can create a new reality with a new practice and show yourself a new truth by setting sail and giving it a shot.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing that I've learned, because I've been so much bolder in the last few years, the thing that I've learned is that I've never regretted what I did. I've only regretted what I didn't do. And so just go out there and do it. It doesn't matter if you fail. It doesn't matter if you succeed. It's the act of doing it that brings you to life. Like you said in your post, action is exhilaration. That's what brings you to life. And I would just encourage anybody who's listening to this, don't play it safe, because it's not playing it safe. It's just buying into the story that it's safe, and it's not. It's actually the opposite.
Wow. Well, I'm going to give you another story, and this came out of a coaching session I did today. And I thought it was really fundamental, but, you know, even as we're talking, it may just be another story, just another excuse, so you can just tee it up that way if you want. But, you know, it's like, do I love myself enough to embark on this journey? You know, do I love myself enough to commit to this? And that sort of line of questioning was popped out of a coaching session that I was the coachee of today. Mm-hmm. And so could I play into this metaphor by saying, well, I love myself by staying safe in the harbor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'd just be curious to ask, what is your loving yourself have to do with whether you stay safe or you take action?
Well, this line of questioning came from, I think, kind of a realization that I was letting myself to say I'm better at making a commitment to someone else than I am to holding my own commitments as a first priority, right? Mm-hmm. If I say I want something for me, I tend to do it less often than if someone else says, you know, or if I say I want to do something for someone else, I tend to do it more often.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, well, you know what? I mean, I don't know if you want to be coached on this particular, you know, hangout, but I do know that when we do things for other people, we really do it for us. So you'll hear women say lots of times, well, you know, I put my family first and I come second. But the reality is they put their family first because that means they're a good person. So they're really only putting their family first because it reflects on them being good. So they're really doing it for themselves. So the first thing that I would say is, even if you're doing it for somebody else, you're doing it for you. You're benefiting. That's why you're doing it. And as far as do I love myself enough to, hang on one second here. Do I love myself enough to embark on a trip, set sail, or do I play it safe? I think the thing to know is that you love yourself either way. And are you just willing to do what it takes and get uncomfortable? And if you are, great. And if you're not, tell yourself the truth. Don't hook it up with your love of yourself or not. And either do it or don't do it.
Yeah,
I don't know. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's great. And actually, that's one of the notes I made myself here is that, you know, people can read a post like this, and many of my writings, I think I do sort of point a finger or squish the vice a little bit to try to, you know, take the reader to a new place. And this one, I think, can do that in a way. But just as you said, I'll read from my notes here. It says, you know, it's an abuse of our gifts if our sails are wrapped tight and the adventure that never was. And as you just pointed out, I wanted to make this note is, you know, it's okay either way. This whole metaphor that's laid out here is, as you just said, it's okay either way for us to set sail or not set sail. But can we sort of realize this is not, it's not just supposed, this isn't a supposed to game. Like, we're supposed to be in our little harbor, and we're supposed to do our same thing all the time, and this is, you get some prize for that, or, you know, you go set sail and you go and you crash out on some distant shore, you get a prize for that. It's like, it's all okay, but what would feed our inner fire a little more? What would align with our the enjoyment of our life more? And I think sometimes I personally run into pain when I'm out of that alignment.
Yes.
So if I'm doing something that isn't aligned as much with sort of who I am or what I'm here for, I just don't have as much, you know, vigor in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I want more of that, then I do need to align more with my purpose.
Right.
And setting sail can be one way to do that.
Right, right. I agree. You know, I don't really know any other way to do it besides to set sail. Because otherwise, I'm thinking about my purpose, and maybe I'm writing about my purpose, and I'm considering when I might do my purpose, and I'm kind of waiting. And maybe, I don't know about you, Aaron, but maybe there are other ways, but what I really discovered was there was just one way, and I had to be willing to take action and set sail and do the very thing that I might have been afraid to do. I don't really know any other way. And if you're not ready, that's perfectly fine. You don't need to beat yourself up. But that desire will always be in you. And the only way you'll release it is if you allow yourself to set sail, using that metaphor, and take some kind of action. It really doesn't even matter what the action is. It really doesn't even matter.
Yeah, you know, one of the reasons I wrote this post is, and this is true, and I covered up with a lot of metaphor here, but, you know, where some powerful stuff is unfolding in our world around my home and our home life. I said, you know, tectonic plates are grinding and shifting, and mountains are falling into the sea. And so what's interesting is, just like you just said, any action feels like you're headed there. So in the boat metaphor, even if we are, you know, pulling up the anchor, we're not out there yet. You know, we're not doing that, but we're letting loose. We're freeing ourselves, even if we're saying goodbye and we're kind of, you know, doing some things that make us feel a little more ready for the journey, but we're actually on the steps to leave. Those things always lead to a more inner freedom and a more openness. And
yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And I would even say there are times where you might seem like you're playing it safe or you're waiting, but if you really slow it down and you look at it, to be honest with yourself, what are the things that you're doing? Because you could be doing things. You could be overlooking what you're doing. You know, you could be getting yourself adjusted. You could be getting ready for the leap. And it doesn't even have to be a massive leap. It could be something that's small. But I think that I just know, I don't even think, I just know that inside of all of us, we have something we want to express. And at some point in time, hopefully, you'll allow yourself to do that and not come up with any other reasons why. Mm. And believe you me, that took me a while to figure that out.
Well, I wanted really, you know, thank you and honor the fact that what you just said there, you said, I don't think I know. You know, that's a big shift for people, and I'm kind of grasping some of that lately myself. It's like, what do I know? Where is that coming from? You know, can I get into my heart? Can I get into my gut a little more than in my head where I think about things? Because if you think about getting out of the harbor, you're going to be in the harbor a long time.
You sure are. I'll never forget. And this was when we were in Phoenix for the last coaching prosperity school. There was a coach that came up to me, and he had offered to work with me on something, and I thought that was really cool, and I thought, that's great. And so when the offer was made to me, and it's somebody I really respect, I said, okay, thank you, thank you. Let me think about that. And he kind of looked at me with this look, and he said, well, don't take too much time thinking about it. Just decide. I got in the elevator, and I thought, yeah, I mean, really, what would I be thinking about? Mm-hmm. I'd be thinking about, can I do it? Am I too old? Wonder what this is going to bring me, you know, lead me to. I wonder if I'll get it right. I mean, that's what I'd be thinking about. So I love that, you know, that idea of just don't spend a lot of time thinking about it. You absolutely know, is it a yes or is it a no?
Yeah, it's like your gut knows that you're in this sailboat, and your gut feels something when you read the quote, a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that quote came across a couple years ago to me, and it's just like something that doesn't hit you in your brain like, oh, that really intellectually makes sense to me. It's like, no, your gut says, yeah, you know, I do want to be out there. I do want to feel the wind, and I do want to challenge myself. You know, I don't want to tell the story about how easy my life is over and over. Like, oh, everything's pretty easy. I'm real comfortable. Nothing really, you know, I've got everything figured out, and it's all, you know, it's all pretty much mundane and gray in my world. It's like, I don't want to tell that story over and over. There's something in me that is dying to tell a different story than that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the thing that I know, because I, you know, got out of the harbor, I don't know, I want to say 2 or 3 years ago, and the thing that I know now is when I go to do those things that are, that used to be uncomfortable, there's still kind of a twinge of discomfort, but I just think, okay, I don't know what's going to come from this, but I'm willing to do it. And there's something exciting. You know, when you hit the send button and you're sending an email to somebody, you hear it go whoosh and off it goes, and you think, okay, I may not get a response. I don't know what I'm going to get, but I'm willing to do it. And then what happens, too, is you start to learn new things. You start to learn, hey, I'm okay if I get judged. Hey, I'm okay if I get told no. Oh, I'm really okay if nobody responds. And that's exciting, just to go, gosh, I don't even need that anymore. But that required me to set sail. There was no way around it. You know, I was trying to think my way to, well, I could be okay if I was rejected. Well, I could be okay if nobody responded. And so it just,
you
just
to
do it.
You can only find that out through proof. You can only prove that to yourself out on the water. You can't do that with a training exercise in the harbor. You have to know that you're going to survive out there,
right?
Regardless of what comes at you. And that really is, like you said, only can happen through practice and actually doing it. So
yeah, absolutely. It's like what Steve Chandler would always say, don't try it, test it.
Yeah, I love that. I love just test it, you know. And usually that will bring someone, just as this little situation you talked about where it says, don't think about it, just decide. It's like, don't trust me. I'm your coach. I'm working with you in a session. Don't trust me, but test me.
Right.
And when you say that and someone goes, oh, you mean that means I actually have to do it then?
Yeah.
If I just want to trust you and say, oh, okay, I get that. I'll try that sometime. And you say, no, let's test it. Let's stop right now. Let's stop the session. I will wait until you test this theory, make the call, or whatever it is you have to do.
Right.
And then they go, oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
I guess I will. Because that's really what we're all deciding or waiting to decide. That's the big wait, is will I test this?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the beauty of the test. It doesn't have to go on forever. I mean, you could just set sail for a week, but test it fully for a week. And that's exciting. You know, I worked with a woman who's growing her business, and she wanted to really switch it from a hobby to a business. And one of the things that got in her way was that she wanted people to like her. So I can totally relate to that. And there was a particular instance in a coaching session where she was telling me that she was waiting for her accountant to get back to her with some charts of account. Is that what it is? Chart of accounts. And he had not done it. So I said to her, well, what are you waiting for? She said, well, I figured I'd give him another week. And I said, well, when do you need this information? She said, well, like 3 weeks ago. I said, so why are you waiting? Well, I don't want to seem pushy. And so we had this conversation back and forth, and finally I said, would you be willing to test something out? She said, yeah, what is it? I said, I want you to text your accountant right now and tell me you want the chart of accounts by tonight. She's like, what? I said, yeah, would you do that? I watched her send a text, and her hands were shaking, but she did it. And the great thing is that she finally found out he never did it, and she eventually got rid of him and hired somebody else.
Wow.
So it's fun,
perfect.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that was a situation in wait. That was going to happen at some point.
Right.
This break and the moving on. So, you know, sometimes we find out that it was, you know, the thing that we want to happen will happen, and sometimes we need to forget that thing and move on to something else. So.
Yeah. So it was a great blog post, Aaron. Wonderful.
Thank you, Melissa. I do appreciate that you reshared it, and I think it has touched some people. And again, these hangouts are a way to kind of develop a little more. And anytime we can get you on screen here, we're happy. And I know my visitors are too. So,
well, it benefits me because being on your hangout for me is part of being out on the ocean. So I appreciate being here too.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Is this a wrap?
Well, yeah. I think we covered some good stuff, and really this is one of those that I hope people take the time and kind of slow down and listen and maybe take some notes or something, because I think there's some really good gems that were scattered through here that they can pick up on. And
sounds good.
As usual. So, okay, well, everybody check out Melissa Ford at empoweredcoachingsolutions.com. And or check back on my website. Aaron Nichols is weirdforgood.com. So thank you, Melissa, and we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Okay, thanks, Aaron.
All right, thank you.